The tryout, NFL went great. I learned a lot about myself. The transition of it, I enjoyed it. I was able to play with one of my good friends, Mike Evans, which was also a blessing, you know, just such a blessing just to strap it up one more time with one of your good friends. I'm just upset about how things turned out, but I'm still grateful to be in the position that I am in. And as far as that, after came back so quick because, man, I play football, and that's not what I was doing at that time. So I'd rather be playing football than just sitting at home any day. And with that being said, man, I decided to come back to Edmonton. And I'm glad I did. It feels like home to me every time I'm there. Fans love me. My teammates, we have fun all the time. And I just love being in Edmonton. I love the fans there. And just thankful, man. And Tampa, it showed me how thankful I am to be playing this game. I'm going to continue to work on a lot of things, like hand placement on catching footballs. Just a lot of technical things that receivers have to work on all the time, and just a lot of drills and stuff like that that I can take back with me, and maybe, you know, I can use them up there for during the season in Edmonton, and show a lot of the younger receivers and stuff like that, you know, to continue to do this and help build the craft and things like that.
Now, you mentioned the receivers in Edmonton. Obviously, the Eskimos have lost both Brandon Zylstra and Darius Bowman, making you more or less the clear number one on the team right now. How does that affect you going into the season? And do you have any personal goals outside of obviously winning a title for 2018?
I look at it for 2018. Losing Darius Bowman is a big loss, but I don't. I feel like we're not going to lose a step. And me, you know, being maybe one of the most, number one receiver on the team, I take that as, okay, gotta work harder, got more responsibilities, which not saying I haven't had big responsibilities prior to this year, but it's just like, okay, they got rid of Darius Bowman, our vet receiver. So I'm the next one that's been here I'm the one that's been here the longest. So, you know, that it just comes with a role as far as I feel like being a captain or slash leader of the group. But I want to make it to where we're all equal. Like, we're all equal because we're all great players. So I've got the rest of the question you said. But,
Do you have any personal goals
for yourself? Personal goals, man, I always have personal goals for myself. I want to be better this year than the prior year. Always want to be better than the year. Better yet, the week prior, during the season. I want to be better just the next game than the prior game, period. That's my mindset. So, you know, with that being said, I'm taking, you know, my training a little bit more serious this year because I want to be durable throughout the whole season and want to be productive every game. So I'm just putting in the time and investing into myself to put myself in a great position to have a great year.
So what does Darrell Walker do outside of football? What keeps you busy?
Man, I watch TV, man. Watch TV, hang out with my boys. Other than that, I'm really chill. I don't party too much. I'll go out maybe, you know, occasionally after the win. I don't even go out too much at home during the off season. But outside of that, man, I like to eat, hang out with my college teammates, friends, and go to the movies, watch TV. Other than that, I'm not doing too much, man, besides working out and, you know, trying to get better, pretty much.
Now, you mentioned TV as something that you do. Is there any particular show you're watching right now?
Man, not one in particular. I watch too many. man. I couldn't even start the name. Walking Dead is one of my favorites right now. We're just going to keep it at one right now. But, yeah, we're just going to say Walking Dead.
And who's your biggest inspiration in life outside of your parents? Because I know that's
outside
a lot
of my parents.
Who gives you that inspiration to be a better person, not necessarily on the football field, but outside as well?
I'll probably have to say my little brother and like my nieces and nephews. Mostly my nephews because they want to play football. And eventually one day hope to play professional football. So with that being said, I just want to show them that they can accomplish their dreams. I don't want to do anything to, because they look up to me as far as their uncle, and my little brother looks up to me as far as being his big brother. So I just take all the accountability and put it on my shoulders because I feel like I'm demonstrating to them that regardless of the hand you're dealt, you still can reach your dreams. You're going to have, adversity is going to hit you, but what is your character when it does? You know, just a lot of things. Just teach them that things won't go their way all the time. But as long as you put the work in or and have the positive thoughts and, you know, working on bettering yourself, then you can reach it for sure. Most definitely.
And a really quick final one for you, most important question that we're going to ask you here, dogs or cats?
Dogs, for sure. I'm more of a dog fan. Not really too. I mean, I only like maybe two cats in my lifetime, man.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
man. It, but I can deal with them, but it's just, it's up to me. I'm definitely getting a dog, for sure. Cats a little, they have personalities, man. Cats have personalities like humans. They're kind of crazy.
You get enough of that on a day-to-day basis, yeah, right?
You can do something to a cat one day, and they're going to remember a year later and get you and scratch you. Like, it's crazy, man. A dog, you could do something to them, and they're nothing. They're still happy. Just laughing, tongue out. Just barking, tongue out, and just ready to play with you regardless, you know.